That really is good when it's round, you know.
Yeah, if you cook it right, it's delicious. That's better than steak.
Have you ever had any blood soup? I've heard about that.
Soup?
Yes, made of the blood of ducks. And that doesn't exactly, I don't find it thrilling either, but then it's supposed to be a delicacy. You develop a taste for it. Did you have many sheep on the farm?
No, we never did have that many sheep in this part. Mm-hmm. It's cotton country.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, I can remember as a child we had guineas and ducks and turkeys.
Oh, yes. No, in all, we had so many guineas everywhere. Uh-huh. Now, and that's gone completely out of style. Mm-hmm. You never see them. I remember seeing a lot of peacocks around on
farm.
Yeah,
just for
guineas and ducks and all of it. It's just such a change. It's just unbelievable. I was telling about the houses, how thick they were, and especially how colored people come to town on Saturdays down here, and how just jammed the streets. You just didn't go to town on Saturdays. There was any way you could keep from.
No,
that was
their
day. Wagons on top of wagons where they come in and do the shopping and trading, you know, and they go out and with
Well, now, there's still sections of Mississippi that use wagons a good bit to come to town on, aren't there? And the hills,
not
way
that
back out.
Wagon is a curiosity anyway, I think.
I would certainly like to find a place
I would
take
too.
Some pictures.
Oh, we saw one. We saw one not long over here in French Camp, and I was telling about the fella came to town regularly in that wagon. Yeah. You remember?
Oh. Well, I've seen them in the last few years out around somewhere, back at Oxford, back in there, you know.
Oh, up in it backwards, eh?
Yeah.
Where
you
fought my camera.
Are you fought for fame?
Yes, I certainly am. As a matter of fact,
I never did understand what he was trying to tell me.
Well, just technically, I think you're a brilliant writer. Technically, I don't pass any critical judgment on what he wrote about, but technically, I think he's brilliant.
His powerful description.
I did meet a man. In Marshall County, he still uses mules to plow with, but of course he goes to town in his pickup. But,
he's
still
trying to show out.
Well, he had he in fact he had a sorghum mill, and he would hook up a mule to the mill and.
I forgot that, and we all raised sorghum on every farm. We did that. We had sugar cane, and we had sorghum. And sorghum is such good molasses. Well, you never see it no more.
It's a sour taste to it.
I
you have to cultivate it. A taste for it. Have you ever
was talking about that sour belly. Now, that sour belly and sorghum went together just like white and right.
Well, everybody used to have a little sugar cane.
Sour belly, that's what we sold in the commissary.
Everybody used to have little sugar cane patches around the house, just, I think, for the children, more or less.
That's what we call our sour meats.
I see.
Sour belly. There was nothing else but sour belly.
That's the salt.
As it can be, you have to.
Is that the same as salt pork then?
Or? Yes, that's it.
And I used the word Midland, and that didn't sound right.
No.
Is that right?
Sour belly, that's
sour
it.
Belly. I see.
Sour belly.
But it was just heavily salted.
Just brown.
Cured by salt.
Cured by salt.
Kept it.
Yeah.
Pack
back
it
in those days, Tenderloin Farm come in and he gets so many pounds of that according to how many's in his family, you know. You whack him off, you had enough.